help me anymore. So here we are. Okay, we're recording now.
Hi, it's Leslie.
I think I clapped it.
Hi. Hi, it's Leslie.
And it's Jaleesa.
And welcome to the Soul Subliminal Podcast, your mindful space for holistic hoism, health, and healing.
Yay.
Today we are closing out our theme of love, lust, and liberation.
Shout out to Chaz Michael
for the name. Because
alliteration.
What do we call it?
Yo, I'm so bad at this, like, titling things at this point. I feel like I used to have a really, like, creative mind. Like, you know, when I used to do flowetry, I was like, ooh, flowetry. And the theme is going to be. And now I'm like, yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. I'm going to be there. I'm going to talk about it. Okay. So, yeah, so anyway.
If y'all have themes that you all want to hear from us, go ahead and send it to our consigliere, Wah. Via our social media at The Soul Subliminal on Instagram, because that's our only socials. So, and we're not probably
we too lazy to have any other type of social ever. So, not in my life at this moment. But yes, my friend, we had a lovely conversation with Raven Faber of Injurotics, and I learned that I could burn my labia off. Or blow it off if I have the wrong sex toy.
Or have it sucked off if you have the wrong sex toy. And that they're not as regulated as we seem. And that there has been an increase in emergency room visits for people engaging with these products. Mm-hmm. And it was not something I ever thought about. Because I think like when we think of like super fun stuff, like, you know, no one wants to ever think about regulation. Like, I was watching Class Action Park, that documentary on HBO, which is pretty much about this park called Action Park, which was one of the first water parks in the U.S., and how people died in there because there was no regulations, particularly for, like, a water park or, like, an amusement park. And... Whoa. Like, people didn't make it. And so, like, when it's fun stuff, I think we have a tendency to be like, oh, well, this is going to make me come. Like, why would I not like it?
Yeah, I'm obviously supposed to like this. It's going to have favorable, like, endings for us. We don't think about some of these endings. Maybe it is now stuck in your urethra. And you're like, this is not how I have my night plans, right?
But also too, like, it makes me think about very much she is an engineer. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the fact that we need those people with these backgrounds and with these insights running these regulatory bodies because they have the knowledge. But I was just so inspired by her many hats. Like, she rides a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves her little babies and her husband, mm-hmm. and she is working and finding and seeking her joy in that space, which I think is a liberation in itself. Like, everything she was saying, I was like, these are different ways that you have, like, claimed your joy and found liberation. And I'm really down with that wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. Like, we can be so multifaceted and claim our joy and our liberty in so many ways. And I think that's what she did.
I agree. I think it's really cool when, you know, I feel like we're consistently talking about how Black folks aren't a monolith, but we still, like, assume very limiting stories for one another, even for ourselves, you know? I think today I was talking to, like, a mentor of mine connected me with someone that thought we were in good alignment with things, right, for other mentorships. And, you know, I'm just talking about what I do. Oh, you know, I've started this way and then over here and, you know, and I got this and I got this. And, you know, it was interesting to just say all of those things out loud and recognize, like, number one, like, I'm fucking up systems so hard right now just by being who I am in the spaces that I exist in, because they were not ever created for us, right? For me in particular, right? And so for that to already be just such a liberating factor,
Yeah.
Right? And thinking of just this level of liberation naturally makes me think of like activism and social justice, right? Just because of how my brain naturally is connected mm-hmm. in these things, and bringing it back into this conversation around like pleasure, right? So like I think of pleasure activism and like all the things that Adrienne Marie Brown was talking about in regards mm-hmm. to how can we start to claim our pleasure and claim our joy and claim and have pleasure be in the forefront of all that we do, right? In comparison to, I feel like, the ways in which we tend to live, like, that's not the forefront. It's like, is this gonna feel good? That's never right. our thought. You know what I mean? Like, it might be a piece, but we come in it like, is it about to make us some money? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, are my people doing it? Am mm-hmm. I doing this by my, like, there's all these other thoughts, but, like, having pleasure be the lead, I feel like is a whole different way of moving through the world. But I think Raven is really, really doing.
Yes, she is doing. She is standing in her strength. And I feel like another aspect of that, like the love, lust, liberation part is when she was referencing her partnership initially, her earlier boyfriend before she met her husband, and how he was like, oh no, like that is shameful. Like we don't do that. Why would you want to do that? Whoop-de-whoop. And generally like, how limiting that could have been for her had she fallen into that rhetoric, right? Easy. And I think that also speaks to like us claiming our pleasure and using it as a guiding source. Like, does this feel like you mentioned it? Like, does this feel good? Does this feel right? Is this the person I would like to spend my life with if he is not even down to try these things with me, when that is something that I feel like I need and that I desire? I think that speaks to a lot in terms of how you are able to go about exploring. And I think that's another construct overhauling about where we live societally with very prude limitations on sex, overhauling in the expression of sexuality. Like, we are not the French, we are not Latin, we are people who come from a very, I think, repressed background. Oh, and absolutely. So I feel like that mentality has just been so limiting on people and on women in terms of being able to exude their sexuality properly in the face of patriarchy.
I agree. I totally agree. And I think it's so interesting because I have such a interesting way, I feel, in regards to evoking, right, this concept around pleasure or evoking sexiness or, you know, all of that stuff that comes with what we think about when we think of like lust and liberation and, you know, love. And like, I've done many, I'm a therapist, right? I've done many of tests and things. And like, we think about like attachment, right? Like, I'm not into being all close, right? And mind you, I'm sure that could be like a whole trigger from just like other partnerships in which I'm not close and I haven't been held appropriately, right? I'm confident that that is things that I can edit with other partners and just other relationships, right? But also, I just think of like, that comes from like when I was younger as well, which is very different because my mom was a 70s baby, you know what I mean? Like, hairy leg, hairy under the arms, like, she had full bush, her titties was out, she was walking around the house. Like, my house was known as the house that people came to if they had questions about sex, right? And I thought it was phenomenal. I mean, I was never interested in it either, right? And I wonder if that's because, like, my mom talked about it so much. I was like, right, cool. You know what I mean?
Like,
I
was every just, day.
Thank you. I was like, ugh. And then I think also there's this overwhelming like concept. I'm a Scorpio, and so Scorpios have this weird like, Scorpios are sexy, and all they want to do is have sex all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm sure that could be the case when I'm all in love with you, but right now I could just sit here and watch TV. You know, and so. Like, even the differences in kind of how all of those things play into each other, like where, what our parents were doing, what society is doing, and then just kind of what we have adapted to in our own bodies that make us move out in the world differently, you know?
Scorpio's got a whole section in Signs of Lovemaking by Tyrese.
And got a, and a Scorpio.
It's important. And you, you're supposed to be boozing, Julissa.
Right. And I think that's the thing, right? There's a level of sexiness in which there is assumed in which I'm supposed to ooze. And I'm not going to sit over here and act like I don't feel like I'm sexy. I absolutely do. Right. But it's just not in these same ways. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of folks associate sexiness. Right. Mm-hmm. I like a good lingerie set, but that doesn't make me feel less sexy.
No. And honestly, they get uncomfortable.
Thank you, child. They're not like my nipple get caught up, but things start to happen. I like
my butt.
Naked.
My butt in the air?
Stupid. Is it out? Is that
this covered?
I got to look at the website to see if I got the right. It's too much.
Have you tied this together? Confused. Chaz, I've been watching Trash try to fold stuff, and he'd be like, none of this is symmetrical. And I'm just like, just roll it up and put it in the drawer.
Just throw it. Because I ain't never. What are we gonna do with it?
It doesn't need to be folded.
Agreed.
He'd be like, and I'll just be watching him struggle, like, okay.
He's gonna throw it in the drawer.
I don't even fold it. So I don't know why you're trying to fold it. My word today. But yeah, I think for me, our household was dead ass the opposite. I come from a very conservative Christian household. Even now, my mom, we were walking up the street and I had on these little hot girl pants from some little China website. Who knows? It was a black-owned website, but I'm sure she got it from China. But
I hear it.
And so my mom was like, put your jacket back on. I can see your butt. And I was like, I know, man. Leave me alone.
I like it out. What do you mean?
Leave me alone. On purpose. Not comfortable with it. I think my mom found out I was having sex. She was like, why are you having sex with people you don't love? And I was like, oh, girl.
Ooh. Girl. Ooh, honey, I got other things to do today.
Love these losers? No. Never that. Take them home for an evening? Certainly. But we're not there yet. We're not there yet. But it was always very conservative. And so I think that education then ended up coming from what? BET Uncut at night. And Pretty Ricky albums. Ooh, and yeah. Zane books.
Zane, child. This ain't nothing but some Zane. I got Eric Jerome, Dickie at the crib. And my mom was like, you need to stop watching so much TV. Pick up a book. And I'm like, all it is your smut. What do you mean?
There isn't any books in here that I should be reading.
I'm 14. What? And I think, again, that might be another piece as to why, like, this construct around sex. Like, I was one of the last people in my friend group to have sex. And even after I had sex, I remember texting my mom and being like, hey, I had sex for the first time. It was cool.
I don't know why
she was like, oh my God, what? And it was just so weird in comparison to her being so open about talking about these things, right? And so
my mom fell out.
Just cried, held the pearl.
She would have fell out. It would not have been the same combo at all.
I don't know. I think it's really been cool, like, over the last few years as I get a little older and I just get more comfortable in my body, right? How my body shows up. Like, I just think of, like, my weight changes have really affected the ways in which I feel comfortable in myself, right? You know, you can think of partnerships, friendships, things of that nature, like, affect stress levels in our bodies and how they show up and where weight sits and just the level of, like, understanding when can we just let go of all of that and just be free and allow no other judgments around it. Right. So even when I think of that mirror meditation I did for this month, I think of like your soul subliminal track of like, I'm sexy as fuck. Right. There's something about having to actively connect to yourself and remind yourself, or even lie to yourself, child. Like, are we lie to yourself? You've been lying to yourself this whole time.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
So let's go, you know? And so I think it's, I think after having that conversation with Raven, it really put a lot of things into perspective around, like, you know, just body appreciation and having support around you as you are finding yourself. I think it was, shout out to Raven. Shout out to Injurotics.
Out to Raven. Shout out to Injurotics. Shout out to Afrosexology. Mm-hmm. Shout out to moms as we're here.
Mm-hmm. I always think, yo, I'm sorry, we're going, I'm tangenting, but no. Whatever. But, so I just think about, like, as soon as I think about my mom, like, walking around naked, I just remember, like, moms back in the days, their titties would be, like, sagging, like, to their belly button. And I feel so bad for, like, future generations because their grandmama's titties ain't gonna be doing that. Their grandmama's titties are gonna be like Instagram OnlyFan titties still, because they paid for them, you know, like 20 years prior to. And I'm just like, poor.
But do we know how well that holds up over time?
You're asking insane.
I've never thought about that. I also, at the Korean spa, that's when I was like, yup. Gravity. Gravity. Y'all know it. Is real as fuck.
I said, oh, this is what happens when you breastfeed. Gotcha. Gotcha.
I said, oh my goodness, my pussy could fall down. I had no idea.
It could like hit your ankles, nigga, on accident. And I was like, whoa.
But the Korean construction's room is a sex lesson in itself. It's like anatomy, it's body love. It's like, even when I don't plan on being old and saggy, but I don't know. Gravity might get a breast of me. Who knows? Like, sometimes it's not a muscle. Sometimes things are not a muscle and they might fall.
And they just do the things they do.
The Korean spa, one, made me come to terms with that. Like, okay. And yes. Two, I think it was just like, it reminded me of the scene in Big Mouth where the little girls, like their mom, the little black girl, took her and her homegirl to the Korean spa and they just saw like everything, all the different types of bodies. And I think that's where I was just like, yo, bodies are beautiful no matter. Like, if you got mini, mini rolls, if you big, if you small, if you slimmy. Like, yoga really, really taught me. It's for everybody and everybody.
Everybody and everybody.
It just, I think that is a beautiful lesson in itself in terms of liberation as well.
Beautiful. I love it. So what are your three words to wrap up our month of lust? Is it lust, love, and liberation? You see, that's why I need Chaz Michael. I'm already fucking up.
Love, lust, and liberation.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm better than this. I teach a lot. I just finished the class. My bad, y'all.
You do.
My bad.
A lot going on. My three words. One is ceremony. I think that engagement sexually with oneself or with others, I think it should be beautiful and ceremonious. So that has been a new thing that Chaz Michael and I have been working on and establishing. And then two, I think that second word is going to be, love is always important. Mm-hmm. Love is always pertinent. And I think self-love is a lot of the thing that we lack when it comes to touching ourselves and being connected with ourselves.
Yeah.
Love yourself. And then my third word is going to be I think it's transparency.
because I feel like a lot of this has a tendency to be a taboo topic for people. And it doesn't have to be. And if we were more transparent, like if our grandmothers, great-grandmothers, mothers had been more transparent with us, I think that would have given us such an even richer knowledge base to pull from. There's no shame in what has happened, what has been done. Like, I think of my grandmother, I was doing a project for a family tree and I was like, okay, and what year did you get married? And she wouldn't tell me because my aunts had been born before that date.
Oh.
Out of wedlock. And she would not tell me.
That's so wild. Yeah.
The year she got married, she would tell me the month and the day. And I was just like, there's no shame in that. Like, it is just an aspect of your story. Mm-hmm. And I hope that people can be more transparent with their pleasures and with their partners and with themselves.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I also think your grandmother's cute. That's the
point. Girl, this is my project.
Stop.
Madam.
Thank you.
What that got to do with me? I'm 8. Thank you. I don't even know what year they were born. Forever ago?
We don't care. I just need to write this down for this project. I think of my 3 words as release with intention, right? Because I just think of just the reality of the fact that not everyone is comfortable within their bodies and not everyone has had the best stories and connections with their bodies being touched. And if we are being honest around centering our pleasure, that means we do have to deal with our trauma, right? Around when our pleasure has been tainted, right? When we have been put in positions that don't always hold the best of results for us, you know? And so I think just how releasing with intention, right? So releasing the trauma, doing the work with intention, right? Not just because you're trying to get some, not just because you're like, oh, I haven't been fucked in a while, right? Like, no. Are we doing this out of intentionality, right? Do you know how to make yourself come? Yes, right? Do you know how to make yourself come before you have this, like, expectation to have someone else make you?
Yeah.
Right? Because I think, like, there's expectations that are held within sexual relationships that don't really make sense, you know? You don't know how if you like this or not, so how am I supposed to know? And so I just think of if we can just be a little bit more intentional about how we're releasing some of this trauma and how we are navigating letting go of some of these bad stories, then we have nothing but space to fill ourselves up with some good shit. Right? A lot of orgasms, a lot of smiles, a lot of
therapy. It releases so much in the body. It's a stress reliever. It helps you go to sleep, endorphins. It's body movement, increases your heart rate, helps you to break your sweat if you need to. Please.
Thank you. I'm not saying anything wrong. So with that, my friends, we appreciate y'all listening and vibing with us for another episode of The Soul Subliminal. Namaste, fam. Y'all are dope forever, ever, and ever. Be easy. Love, lust, liberation.
And in the words of Raheem Devon, you touch yourself. And you touch yourself. And you touch yourself. And you touch yourself. Unless you asexual and you don't want to touch yourself.
And that's fine, too.
That's give yourself a hug.
Thank you. If you want
to do so.
You stupid.
Everything is optional. Just know that you are the architect of your practice. I say that in class all the time.
That's adorable. I really like that.
Tell them all the time. All right. Love y'all.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.